10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just laying down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way. Trying to put it all on me. Way down by the pressure. Without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying. Why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry. Just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Coquito, you know she from Puerto Rico.
Like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce inside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, "Come on, stars." I said, "Me no speako."
Yeah. Fake it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego.
Yeah,
I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of Coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right
now? Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you
time, 7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time trying to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Thank you. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time changed. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. That the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the hype, man. Used to sit in the job and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? I'm getting lost games. In your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, plenty of home games coming up here in Frisco. We begin a stretch of 12 games over the next 13 days here at Riders Field. We begin a series. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Corpus Christi Hooks beginning today on August 29th. Hi again, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field and seated alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden welcoming you into game number 120 on the season of 2023. The Rough Riders splitting a series last week in Midland, winning the final three games of those six, and are now three games over 500 at 27 and 24 in the second half. Corpus Christi just behind the Rough Riders in the standings at 25 and 26. In their own right, the Rough Riders three games behind the Amarillo Sod Poodles for first place in the second half standings. Well, Noah Bremer gets the start today in the series opener. The Rough Riders' right-hander has a 7.11 earned run average and 0-2 record. And Angel Macquarie gets the start for the Hooks. 23-year-old out of Venezuela, a 4.43 earned run average and a 1-2 record for the guy who's mixed in as a starter and a bullpen guy this year for the AA Astros affiliate. Well, we continue next with a conversation with Dane Acker, continuing a discussion Zach Bigley started last week. And we'll hear more from the right-handed starting pitcher out of the University of Oklahoma. And now with the Rough Riders for his first double-A experience this season. Dane Acker joins us next on the pregame show ahead of tonight's 7:05 first pitch from Frisco. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese? I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Over the weekend in Midland, we were able to catch up with Rough Riders pitcher Dane Acker. Let's get you more of that interview here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker, our guest. Now, after the 2020 season, as you mentioned, cut short, there was that odd five-round draft. You went in the fourth round to the Oakland Athletics. What was that whole process like for you?
Very stressful. you know, just knowing going in, it was a five-round draft. I had a good idea I was going to go, but you just never know until the day gets there. And I actually drove up to Tulsa to be at Cade Cavalli's draft party. We knew he was going to go first round, and it was nice for me just to kind of take my mind off of the day two. So I went up there, got to spend my time with him, and then had a long 8-hour drive back the next day, and got home and didn't watch it or anything, just to try to not think about it. And once I kind of got the call from my agent telling me what the plan was, it was just me and my dad at home, so I didn't tell him. I let him have all the excitement and all the thrill of watching it on TV, even though I knew. And I just let him kind of take it. I think I told him before it's coming up like 10 picks before. And so I let him wait it out and have the full experience. And so that was awesome, just to kind of go through that with me and my dad, just because me and him were the ones that were kind of working at it the whole time. From very early age, and like he's always the one that I talk to about baseball. So when I was young, he was always the hard one on me, and now it's like he knows like how hard I am on myself, and more of a supporter now. Not that he didn't support me then, but it was both sides. Now it's, hey, like, yeah, I'm sure you're doing better than what you tell me. It's definitely changed. It's cool just looking back how it's kind of evolved. But that day was pretty cool. Just having me and him and going through all the motions with him.
We're joined by Dane Acker, and we'll get you out on this. After the draft, of course, you don't play at all the 2020 season. And then the following year, it's the trade to the Texas Rangers. Jonah Heim coming over with you. What was that process like to deal with that trade?
So I really didn't, just because of COVID, the only thing I had done with the A's was instructs of 2020. It was a shortened 30-day instructs where we were very secluded from each other, where, because obviously COVID, that was the very beginning of COVID, nobody really knew, so everybody kind of had to stay away. And you saw the guys at the field for about 2 to 3 hours a day, and that was pretty much it. And then you go back to the hotel and you're supposed to stay away from everybody. And so that was kind of the only time that I had with the A's and with the guys, with the A's. And so I really didn't get to have too much of a relationship with them. Like, I knew the guys I was drafted with, but other than that, like, just not, there wasn't as much time as a normal season and being around those guys. So I think it was February. I was getting ready for the late spring training. Spring training didn't start till April. And I was out at the field going to throw, and I had a call from Clearwater, Florida. I usually don't answer the random numbers like that. I was like, I kind of knew the A's needed a lot of money, some pieces, and all this stuff. And I was like, that, I feel like there are some executives that live in Florida. So I just answered it, and it was the assistant GM with the A's. And so I just talked to him for a little bit, and he's like, yeah, so just been traded to the Texas Rangers for a deal with Elvis Andrus and Chris Davis and Jonah Heim. And I was like, I was expecting to be the kind of player to be named later. And he was like, no, you're not a player to be named later and all this stuff. And so, I mean, that was cool. He's like, yeah, you'll get a call from CY here in a sec. I just thanked him and that A's organization in general just for giving me the opportunity, even though it was very short-lived. And then got on the phone with CY, and then my phone was already kind of blowing up with text and social media. And I was like, tried to call my dad. He was asleep at home. Tried to call my agent. He didn't answer. So I was like, all right. Like, I just cut my phone off and went out and threw. Got my stuff done for the day. And then went home, found my dad asleep on the couch. And kind of, I was like, woke him up. I was like, hey, I just got traded to the Rangers. And he's like, no, you didn't. And I pulled it up on my phone. It's like, yeah, I just talked to the general manager with the Rangers and everything. And I'm a Ranger now, so. He's like, well, what the heck? Like, that was kind of it was weird because it was in the first 7 months of being drafted in the A's organization. But I feel like that was definitely a lot easier the way I kind of took it versus how other guys that have been in the org and been around people for a long time. Since I was only around the guys for about 30 days and I didn't know too many of them, I feel like it definitely an easier transition. But no, it was a very, very cool, especially being traded for Elvis Andrus. Being from Texas, you know, Elvis Andrus is a household name with the Texas Rangers. He's their guy. He was their middle infielder, their shortstop, and so that was very surreal. Just growing up watching him and Adrian Beltre play, it's kind of like, wow, that's a big name, like that's their guy. So it was very cool. It was awesome. And then got started with the Rangers and haven't looked back since.
Awesome. He's Dane Acker. And Dane, thanks so much for joining us. Happy to have you here with the Rough Riders.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the managers are meeting at home plate, getting ready for Game 1 of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Here are the lineups that are being exchanged at the plate as we speak here prior to today's 7:05 first pitch from Frisco. The Hooks and their manager, Joe Thon, have a lineup that begins with Will Wagner. He'll lead off and play second base with his .289 average. Gray Kessinger hits second and plays short, the Major League rehabber out of Ole Miss. Bat second. Zach DiZenzo hits third and plays third. Zach Daniels hits cleanup and patrols left field. Jacob Melton makes his AA debut
the number one Astros prospect and former second-round pick. Just a second year of minor league baseball. He'll play center field and bat fifth for the Hooks. Kennedy Corona bats sixth and plays right field. C.J. Stubbs behind the dish. He'll hit seventh. Luis Aviles hits eighth and plays first base. J.C. Correa bats ninth and is the designated hitter. Now for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders, leading off is Jax Biggers. He'll play second base for Frisco today. Kaber Rodriguez bats second. He's at shortstop tonight. Trevor Hover, with his team leading 21 doubles, bats third and plays left field. Kellen Strom hits cleanup today. He's in center field. Liam Hicks bats fifth and is at first base. Aaron Zavala batting sixth, the right fielder. Franier Chavez is at the hot corner, and he's batting seventh, coming off back-to-back home run games with five RBIs in his last game on Sunday. Chris Cease is next. He's batting eighth and DHing today for the Rough Riders, and Scott Capers catching and batting ninth. The notable absentee from that lineup, no more Evan Carter, called up to AAA, the number one Rangers prospect. So we wish Evan Carter well, and I'm sure we'll reminisce over the course of today's broadcast and mention him several times the rest of this season. Only 18 games left. We're glad we got to see as much of Evan Carter as we did, but he's sure, we think, to do good things at AAA and beyond. So the Rough Riders, Evan Carter-less, will head into today's series, first game of the series tonight, against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Noah Bremer will throw out the first pitch when we return. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play for the first inning. On the other side of this break, this is Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back home, and tonight they take on the Corpus Christi Hooks, the affiliate of the Houston Astros, for the first game of a six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. The Frisco Rough Riders are coming off a series in which they split a six-game set, with the Midland Rockhounds winning the last three games of the series. Corpus Christi is coming off a really tough series in which they lost 4-6 to Springfield, including blowing an 8-run advantage in the ninth inning their last time out. And the Rough Riders look to help build on their three-game winning streak here in a very pivotal series against Corpus Christi. Alongside Josh Worden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you here in Frisco, Texas. Will Wagner, the first batter against Noah Bremer, who winds back in the first pitch. It's fouled out of play back behind home plate, and we're underway at 7:05, right on time here in Frisco. The Rough Riders coming into today's game at 27-24 in the second half. Here's the wind back in the 0-1 pitch. It's up and inside. It's one ball and one strike on Wagner. They're 58-61 overall, while Corpus Christi is 28-22 in the second half. As the pitch is served into shallow center field, Kellen Strom coming in. He makes the catch. There's the first out of the ball game. That brings up rehabbing Gray Kessinger, the shortstop, out of Ole Miss, who was a Hooks player last year. Big league rehabber. Right-handed batter against the right-hander Noah Bremer. First pitch is low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders, in those last three games in the series against Midland, the 1-0. Outside to Kessinger, and it's two balls and no strikes. They really started putting up some good offensive numbers, scoring 9 runs, 7 runs, and 8 runs in the last three games. 2-1 is popped up right side, foul out of play, and it's two balls and one strike on Kessinger. That's something they did not do much in the first game of the series or going forward to that point. And the pitching has been a little bit up and down, but Noah Bremer looking to continue what he's done here at home recently. He winds back in the 2-1. Fastball cuddles with the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. Bremer at home in his last two starts has allowed just 2 combined earned runs. Over 8 1/3 innings. He looks to build on that and rebound from a tough start at Midland in that series, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits over 2 1/3 innings and a 10-3 loss. 2-2. Outside to Kessinger, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the shortstop. Just underway, top of the first inning, no score. Happy you're with us. Bremer squares his shoulders to the third base bag, back into his windup, and he pitches. It's fouled back, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bremer, the 27-year-old, 6'5", 206 pounds, out of Berkeley, California, went to the University of Washington, a sixth-round selection by the Rangers in 2017. He has his sign here, rocks back, and the payoff home to Kessinger. High and away, ball 4. Barely missed. Felix Neon, our home plate umpire, didn't give it to him. And Kessinger works a walk with 1 out in the first inning. Zach DiZenzo makes his way to the plate now. Well, Felix Neon is our home plate umpire. Jared Molman, our first base umpire. And Ty Krause, crew chief and third base umpire today. DiZenzo, right-handed hitter against the right-hander Bremer, who's ready from the stretch. With high socks and stirrups, the pitch. It's into center field and shallow. Strom coming in, and Biggers tries to make the over-the-shoulder catch. He can't make the grab, but Kessinger was caught in between first and second, and so he grabs it off the ground and throws to second base for the out. And there are now 2 away. So what should have been a base hit for Zach DiZenzo turns into a fielder's choice. That goes 4-6, and he's aboard at first base. Rough Riders catch a break, and Zach Daniels stands in now out of the University of Tennessee. Playing his 65th game this year with Corpus Christi. Fire over to first base, and DiCenzo's back in safely. He is a stolen base threat. He's 16 for 16 this year on the base paths. Look at the defense behind Noah Bremer today in the first inning. No score. It's Trevor Hover in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. The pitch is a swing and a miss on a good first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Frenier Chavez at third. Kaber Rodriguez is the shortstop. Jax Biggers at second. Liam Hicks at first base today, holding on to Zenzo. And Scott Capers does the catching for Noah Bremer for the first time this year. Stretching the 0-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. It had previously been David Garcia for four of the 10 starts and Liam Hicks the other six, but Scott Capers getting the bill in game one. Behind the plate and catching Noah Bremer. Bremer with the Rough Riders this year is 0-2 with a 7-1-1 ERA. The 0-2 dips low off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. In 31 and two-thirds innings, 22 strikeouts to 19 walks. He tucks the blonde glove to his chest. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Misses down in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes on Daniels, starting things off in the first inning. Runner at first base, two outs, no score. Rough Riders infield plays to pull. It's slate uniform tops, red double R ball cap on top, cream pants. It's the road gray uniforms with a navy ball cap for Corpus Christi. 2-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Rodriguez after it dives, and it's out of his reach. It squirts into center field, and Daniels has himself a two-out single. DiCenzo up to second base. Runners at first and second now for Corpus Christi. And here's the double-A debut of Jacob Melton, the former Oregon State University product. Melton, the number one prospect in the Astros organization, a former second-round selection. Went to South Medford High School in Medford, Oregon. Then went to Lynn Benton Community College. Transferred to Oregon State in 2020. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. After a shoulder injury kept him out most of the year in 2021, he came back in 2022 and for the Beavers won Pac-12 Player of the Year, hitting .360 with 17 home runs. The 0-1. High and inside on the left-handed batter, and it's one ball and one strike. Melton making his double-A debut in today's ball game, after a very successful season at the high A level with Asheville in 86 games, a 791 OPS and 18 homers, as the pitch flutters high and away, and it's two balls and one strike. He walked 48 times in those 86 games and almost had an on-base percentage 100 points higher than his batting average. Here's the right-hander with the 2-1. A fly ball hit well into deep right center field, but Strom over. He's got it measured, and he makes the catch. Now Melton flies out in his first double-A at bat, and Bremer works a scoreless first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. Bottom of the first coming up, Corpus Christi and Frisco scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. with some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the home half of the first inning, Corpus Christi with a zero on the scoreboard in the first, and now it's Jax Biggers to lead it off for the Rough Riders against Angel Macquarie, the right-hander for Corpus Christi. Here's the windback in the first pitch. Biggers watches a hair outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders, as mentioned, have been good on the offensive side over the last three games, a three-game winning streak coming back home. The 1-0. Swinging a foul back into Biggers' glove, or back into Stubbs' glove, I should say, from Biggers' bat. It's one ball and one strike. Well, a big part of that has been Jax Biggers' bat and what he's been able to do on the offensive side. He homered twice in Midland and then also had a Little League home run. A triple plus an error allowed him to score. The 1-1. Flips outside, and it's two balls and one strike on the Riders' second baseman. He now has 11 home runs this year, which is by far a career high. His previous career high was four long balls. 2-1. Check swing, strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-2. And he's done a wonderful job this year defensively as well, and now holding down the leadoff spot with the graduation of Evan Carter up to the AAA level. 2-2. He swings, punches it into shallow center field. Long run for Melton, and he comes in to make the catch. His first try defensively at the AA level goes successfully. There's one out for Caber Rodriguez. No score, bottom of the first inning. Angel Macquarie makes his second start against the Rough Riders, the 23-year-old who spent time both here at the AA level and at the AAA level. And his first start against the Rough Riders back on August 12th, he threw four shutout innings. He rocks back and deals to Rodriguez. Right-handed batter takes a slider on the inner edge, and it's 0-1. Four innings, allowing just two hits, struck out three, and walked one. He issues just outside. One ball and one strike. Over his last two starts, they haven't gone as smoothly, though. A quality start against Springfield on the 23rd in a loss, the 1-1. Catches the inside corner, belt high, a strike, and it's 1-2. But in the start before that against Northwest Arkansas, he allowed two runs over 1 2/3 innings. So looking for a bit of a bounce back here against the Rough Riders. More of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher. He squares his shoulders just offset of home, winds back in the 1-2. Swinging a foul in and out of C.J. Stubbs' glove back behind the plate. Still one ball and two strikes and a scoreless bottom of the first with one out and the base is clear. It's an introducer to the defense behind him today. It's Zach Daniels in left, Jacob Melton in center, and Kennedy Corona roams in right field. Macquarie has his sign, and the pitch is a breaking ball popped up. Left side on the infield. Kessinger, the rehabber, is under it, and the shortstop makes the two-handed grab. There are two outs. Trevor Haber makes his way to the plate now. Auber, the Rough Riders left fielder. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. Along the infield, it's Zach DeZenzo at third. Kessinger just made that catch at shortstop. Will Wagner at second. Luis Aviles Jr. at first base. First pitch. Auber flips it foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. And C.J. Stubbs does the catching today for Macquarie. Venezuelan native with the glove at the belt just above it. As he looks in for his sign, now raises it just below his eyes, and the pitch in. Low off the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike. We mentioned Corpus Christi, that series against Springfield last week. It was a really tough series for them. The wind of the 1-1. Hover takes a strike of the knees on the outside corner with a changeup, and it's 1-2. That series finale, they led by eight runs going into the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the wind back and the 1-2. A fly ball in a left center field with eyes for the alley. Daniels chasing after it. Can't get it. It lands on the warning track. Goes to the fence. Haber on his way to second. He pulls in there easily with his 22nd double of the year.
two-out, two-bagger for Trevor Hobber here in the first inning. And he's at second base for Kellen Strom. Strom playing in his 104th game with the Rough Riders, leading the club. No score, but he's trying to change that here in the bottom of the first inning. From the stretch now, McQuarrie has his sign. And the first pitch is up and in, but called a strike. And it's 0-1 on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. Well, it was an 8-run advantage going into the bottom of the ninth inning for these Hooks, and Springfield scored 9 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to walk it off. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Misses high. It's 1-1. 8 of those runs came with 2 outs. 3 bases loaded walks. Errol Robinson ended up having the walk-off RBI single in the game. 1-1 pitch to Strong. Fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Thomas Ajayi, of course, had 3 hits in that game, though didn't factor in to the ninth inning. Rough Riders had a much easier day on Sunday, winning 8-2 over Midland, in which they scored 2 runs in the first, 3 in the second, and had a wire-to-wire victory. 1-2 offering to Strong. Takes a breaking ball low and outside. It's 2-2. 0-0 our score. Bottom of the first inning, 2 outs, runner at second. McQuarrie trying to work his way out of a jam with a runner at second base. Hobber takes his lead and the pitch home. Breaking ball low and outside. Stubbs blocks. 3-2. Kellen Strom on Sunday had a couple hits, including a double, and drove in a run in the first inning with an RBI single, trying to do the same in the initial game of this 6-game set. The stretch once again in the payoff. Inside for 4. He'll settle for a walk, though. He's got himself aboard with runners at first and second. Liam Hicks stands in. Harder to find a hotter hitter than Liam Hicks. He has been phenomenal at the plate for the Rough Riders. In the last 20 games, hitting .333, in his last 33 games, hitting .321. Looks out towards the hill, open stance from the left side. Here's the right-hander from the stretch, and he fires in. A little check swing liner foul down the left side, and it's 0-1. Almost an excuse-me RBI hit down the left field line. And DiCenzo runs down and then grabs it, the third baseman. Well, during that 3-game winning streak, the Rough Riders had Kavika Emsley-Pye as the third base coach, normally the first base coach, and Kevin Torres, who is a coach within the Rangers system who usually is in Arizona. Well, their season's over, so he's up here with Frisco now. The 0-1. High off the outside corner, and they thought about a back pick towards second, but no throw. 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders have won 3 in a row, so why change that up? Kavika Emsley-Pye is back at the third base coach spot. And Kevin Torres, the former Rough Riders catcher back in 2017, is down at first base. 1-1 pick. Hicks watches low of the zone, and it's 2-1. And Kavika has had experience as a third base coach. He said last year they used to do it probably once or twice a series, and then even before that he had coach third many times. He said he likes it a lot. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. And he jokingly said, it's nice that I don't have to make the decisions. I just look into the dugout and see what I'm supposed to call, and that's what I'm going to do. Biggest decision he has is when someone's rounding third. The pitch is hit on a ground and fair down the left field line. Hover around third. He comes in to score. Strom up to third. He gets the windmill. Kessinger's throw is not in time. It's a 2-run double for Liam Hicks. And the Rough Riders are out in front 2-0 in the first inning. Well, Emsley-Pye had the decision right there to send Kellen Strom or to not, and he did, and it paid off. It's a 2-run two-bagger for Hicksie, and he continues to hit. Rough Riders for the 4th consecutive game score in the first inning. And Aaron Zavala climbs in. The Rough Riders entered into today tied for the most runs in the first inning in the Texas League. And they put up two. And now with two outs, here's Aaron Zavala, the pitch. High and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Picking up right where they left off. They're out in front now in this pivotal series. Here's the stretch. And the offering into the left-handed batter. It's down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders lead Corpus Christi in the standings by two games. And they trail by three games of Amarillo. Only one game back of Midland. They're in third place right now. 2-0 pitch to Zavala. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. And it's two balls and one strike. So this series is very important because it's against a division opponent. Rough Riders have this series against Corpus Christi. One against Northwest Arkansas. The pitch is hit foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. And then another one against Amarillo, another division opponent, and then the season's over. So if you look at the importance of this series, obviously the Rough Riders want to win just to put themselves in a better spot in terms of the postseason picture, but the biggest thing is they're playing those division opponents. The 2-1 is high and outside, or I beg your pardon, that was the 2-2. It's now three balls and two strikes. So the Rough Riders split last week in Midland, a division opponent. Amarillo and Midland play each other this week. Here's the stretch. And the payoff pitch again now to Zavala. High and away, ball four, and McQuarrie walks the second man, or his second man, here in the first inning. And that draws a mound visit. Pitching coach John Kovalik is out of the dugout. He'll go chat with McQuarrie. Brainerd Chavez due up for the Rough Riders. Oh, Frisco in a very good spot here in this first inning. As we go throughout this entire week, we'll be keeping an eye on all the scores around the Texas League, making sure you're informed as to where the Rough Riders are sitting in the standings. And as they stand right now, being three games out with 18 left to play, everything is on the table. Anything can happen at this point. Amarillo has lost two in a row, and Frisco has won three in a row to put themselves just three games back after falling in the first three games of the series in Midland. Look at Cesar Gomez, or Cesar, who's warming up in the bullpen. First pitch, Chavez takes a strike at the top of the zone, throw back to second, not in time. Hicks back in. 0-1 on the switch hitting Chavez, hitting from the left side. 2-0 Frisco, bottom half of the first inning. Zavala at first, Hicks at second. And the 0-1. Chavez grounds it back up the middle right to Kessinger behind the bag at shortstop. He's got it, fires to first to retire the side. But the Rough Riders get two runs on two hits, no errors, two left on. We go to the top of the second inning next. The Rough Riders lead 2-0 over the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top two in Frisco. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 over Corpus Christi. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Tuesday night in Frisco. It's 95 degrees, and it's kind of weird to say that that's beautiful, but it is, because Frisco has seen multiple consecutive weeks of 100-degree temperatures and up, and 95 degrees feels very, very nice. Kennedy Corona starts it off for Corpus, and Bremer's first pitch is right down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. The 0-1. And this is just inside. It's 1-1. Got to be careful with Kennedy Corona. Against the Rough Riders, he has 4 homers and 10 RBIs. The pitch. Chopper out to short. 2 hops. Right to the shortstop, Rodriguez, who fields and throws him out. 1 down in the second inning, and C.J. Stubb stands in. For Corona, that's in 10 games head-to-head against Frisco. He's 4 homers and 10 RBIs. He's a 2020 player. He's out number one in the inning, though, and here's C.J. Stubbs. Hitting just 198 as a catcher. Younger brother of Garrett Stubbs. Big league catcher. First pitch. Curveball high and inside. 1-0, no strikes. C.J. Stubbs hails out of USC, just like his brother. He's been good behind the plate defensively for the Hawks. The pitch. Another breaking ball. This one captures the inside corner for a strike. And it's 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders, a 1-1. Down the heart of the plate again with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Are looking for a good start out of Noah Bremer, who's making his 6th career appearance against Corpus. The 1-2 is just outside. It's 2-2. Could have been, and it wasn't. Felix Neon, a little bit of a small zone early on today. It's only his 2nd career start against the Hooks. The first one was earlier this year. 2-2. Low off the outside corner. 3-2. Bremer threw 4 shutout innings on August 10th in Corpus Christi. A 5-0 win for the Rough Riders. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul. Back in a caper's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. It's the first strikeout of the night for Noah Bremer. A 2-out. Top of the second inning. 2-0 Rough Riders. Luis Aviles Jr., the first baseman, stands in. Aviles hitting 244 in the season, but 14 long balls. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Fastball. The outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Aviles has 6 home runs this season against the Rough Riders, the most out of any player on this Hooks team. The 0-1. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Zavala in towards the line on a dead sprint, and it's out of play. A foul ball. It's 0-2. Well, Bremer has 4 relief appearances in his career against the Hooks, and all of those came in 2021 when he was with the Rough Riders before he had Tommy John surgery, knocking him out of all of 2022. He's been really good over the course of his career against Corpus Christi, allowing just 3 runs over 16 innings. That's a 1.69 ERA. 16 strikeouts in those 16 innings and just 4 walks. The 0-2. Fastball got in looking on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Luis Aviles Jr. sat down, and Bremer strikes out 2 to end the second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's 2-0 Frisco to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And in the home half of the second, the Rough Riders leading 2-0. Chris Cease to start it off. Scott Capers and Jax Biggers after him. It's 8-9-1 to swing the sticks against Angel Maquare. And the first pitch. It slips outside. One ball and no strikes. A very lengthy first inning for Maquare, with 33 pitches. He looks over the top of his glove in the 1-0. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, third base side, and in between the two infielders, it makes its way into left field, a base hit for Chris Cease. Rough Riders' third hit already, up 2-0 on a Liam Hicks two-run double in the first inning, and now Scott Capers makes his way to the plate, the nine-hole hitting catcher for the Rough Riders. Chris Cease hit that ground ball right in between DiCenzo and Kessinger. Not really much either of them could do, and it wasn't hit particularly hard, just placed perfectly. He takes his lead from first base in the initial offering to Scott Capers. He flutters high, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders walked twice and had two doubles in that first inning to produce their two runs. And now they lead it off with a single here in the second. The pitch. Capers takes high and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Well, since the last time that the Rough Riders saw these Corpus Christi hooks, it was an August 8th through August 13th six-game series. The Rough Riders took 4-6 in Corpus. It has been a very nice exhibition of pitching for the Rough Riders. The offering is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 2-1, but the offense has struggled. In that series against Corpus Christi, Rough Riders pitching allowed just 5 runs through the first 5 games of that series, and then allowed 11 in the finale. The pitch, at once hit in the air to center field, but right at the center fielder. Melton, he's right there to make the catch, one-handed above his ball cap, and there's one away in the second inning. Cease retreats back to first base, and Jax Biggers at the top of the order makes his way to the plate. 2-0 Rough Riders. Since the start of that series, going here into late August, only Wichita has a better earned run average as a team than Frisco at 4.47. But the offense is last in the league in runs scored since the start of that series over the last 3 weeks. The pitch is a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Frisco second to last in home runs with 11 during that stretch as well. Jax Biggers is doing his part, though. He has 4 homers out of the 11. The pitch is down low and inside, and it's 1-1. On Biggers, who lined out to center in the first. So, for the Rough Riders, just trying to ignite a little bit more of that offense here at home, a place where it has been a little more difficult. 1-1 offering. Down low and inside, it's 2-1. Rough Riders have struggled at home in terms of winning ball games this year as well, just 25-31 at home as opposed to 33-30, 3 games over 500 on the road. 2-1. There's a fly ball into shallow left field down the line. Daniels giving chase towards the line, still on the run. He makes the catch just near the warning track, but still in fair territory. Two down as Biggers flies out to left, and here's K.B. Rodriguez. Two nothing, Rough Riders. Rodriguez popped out to short in the first. He's 0-for-1. Now as we start this series, it marks the 18th to last game of the regular season. The pitch. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders could play 500 ball the rest of the way and then continue their road dominance and take 4-6 at Amarillo in the final week of the season. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. High and inside, backed him off, and it's 1-1. That would mean a potential opportunity for the Rough Riders to be in the playoffs. Have to stay within striking distance of Amarillo to do that, though. Not sure playing 500 ball would get them right there. The pitch. Foul away right side. One ball and two strikes. And Rodriguez calls time, steps out. Cease at first base, 2-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the second. They're going to need some help, that's for sure. Amarillo and Midland playing each other doesn't necessarily help the Rough Riders too much, as those are the two teams above the Rough Riders right now. Here's the 1-2. A fly ball hit well into left center field, carrying back to the warning track. Melton is there, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track to retire the side in the second. No runs, a leadoff single, no errors, and that leadoff single left on base. We go to the top of the third inning next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 2-0. Rough Riders out in front of the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Good start to the first game of the homestand for the Rough Riders, hosting the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first of six games. It's the Rough Riders 2, and the Hooks yet to score. Top of the third inning, J.C. Correa is the first man to encounter Noah Bremer this frame. His first pitch is up and in, backs Correa away from the plate, nearly caught him on the elbow, and it's ball one. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley, first of two series in Frisco. And game one of this series, a 1-0 pitch. Foul ball back over the netting behind home plate. It's 1-1. 12 games here at this ballpark over the next 13 days to cross from August into September. As Zach said, Frisco trailing Amarillo three games back in the second half standings. Here's Bremer's pitch. A grounder on the right side chops into the glove of Jax Biggers, fields in front of his shoulder, and throws in time to first base. J.C. Correa is retired on a 4-3 putout, and Bremer has now completed one round through the Corpus Christi Hooks order. Not allowed a hit yet, or a run yet. He's allowed one hit and struck out a pair. 2-0 Frisco in the top half of the third. Bremer's pitch to Will Wagner dips below the zone. On a breaking ball, it is 1-0. Well, the Rough Riders 12-12 in the month of August so far. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. It's 1-1. The Hooks have not been able to keep up what was a decent stretch for them prior to August. They're just 9-15 this month and tailing behind The Rough Riders behind two games. 1-1. Another foul ball, same direction, just behind home and a little to the left. It's now 1-2 to Will Wagner. So the Rough Riders within striking distance in the second half standings. 1-2 for Noah Bremer. He stretches. A fastball below the knees. It's now 2-2 to the left-hand hitting Wagner. He was 0-1 with a fly out to center field. Leaves the bat around, has his open stance set, and here is the 2-2 offering. Another foul ball, the exact same spot. Perhaps three fans, the same fan as three foul balls. It's just a bit to the left and behind home off the barrel of Will Wagner. Bremer set for another 2-2 pitch with one out and the base is clear. Here she comes. This one's down in the dirt, ball three. Wagner, who had a good series against Frisco. Not a lot of hitting for the Hooks that series. 3 weeks ago when the Rough Riders were in Corpus Christi, nobody had more than three RBIs for the Hooks, but Wagner had three. Here's a 3-2 pitch. A fly ball to shallow center field. Strom a late break in. He can't get there. It lands about 15 feet in front of him. And scooped up by Zavallo. They almost collide, kind of bump into each other on a soft little fly ball. A soft little bump as they're both fielding it, but Wagner safely into first base, and it's a pop-up base hit for the second baseman. First hit that Bremer has allowed since the first inning. And now on the top of the third, we continue with one out and Gray Kessinger the batter. One out and a runner on for the Hooks, tying run of the plate in a 2-0 ball game. First pitch. It's the outer half of the zone, a changeup for strike one. Kessinger walked in the first inning, a 3-2 pitch and a borderline toss at that. And the call went his way. The Major League rehabber getting the free pass. The 0-1 delivery. It settles above, maybe inside a bit. And now 1-1 to Kessinger. Taken off the Astros roster due to health and safety reasons. He's rehabbing. Spent some time at AAA in his rehab assignment. Now with the Hooks. A 1-1 delivery from Noah Bremer. Fastball pierces the lower outside trimester at strike two. Kessinger made his MLB debut earlier this year. And while he is now rehabbing from the major leagues, he was called up to replace an injured guy. That was when Jose Altuve was dealing with an oblique issue. Kessinger has logged 19 games at the highest level. That's a ball and two strikes. Bremer, a quick throw to first. Hicks jumps up and brings it back down to avoid a throwing error on the pickoff move. One out and Will Wagner at first base. He's only attempted three steals with the Hooks this year, successful twice. Gray Kessinger the batter. 1-2 pitch. A fly ball over the right side will stay near the infield. Hooks backing up. He'll give way to Biggers. The second baseman snares it with his feet on the chalk line. It's a pop-up to the second baseman, the second out of the inning. And now Zach DiZenzo, the batter, with the runner on first for the Hooks. The Rough Riders ahead by a score of 2-0 in the third inning. And Noah Bremer working pretty well. Just a pair of singles allowed so far. Got DiZenzo out on a pop-up into shallow right center that fell into the grass, but a fielder's choice. Throw over to first again, and Wagner is back. Would have been a base hit if there was not a runner at first, but there was. And Jax Biggers, who has made plenty of good plays, over-the-shoulder catches, was unable to get that one, but didn't really matter. Threw out the runner at second base for the force out. DiZenzo did not get credit for a hit. First pitch here. It's fouled over the right side behind home, and strike one on the former Buckeye. Born in Canton, Ohio. Played for his home state school in Columbus. And DiZenzo, who was drafted in the 12th round last year out of the Ohio State University. Has an 0-1 count from Bremer. He works in. And in the dirt. Good block from Capers. He'll throw to second with Wagner running, and he's pegged out at second. Tried to advance on a wild pitch. It was not wild enough. And Wagner is thrown out at second by Scott Capers, who blocked it well, pounced on it, and threw to Biggers at second for the tag. Noah Bremer faces the minimum in the third inning and holds on to the 2-0 lead for the Rough Riders into the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Well, Noah Bremer has worked three scoreless innings for the Rough Riders, and Frisco leads it 2-0. Trevor Hover to the plate to begin the bottom of the third. Angel McQuarrie winds, and a first pitch off speed. It's in for a strike, and 0-1 on Trevor Hover. Two-run lead for the Rough Riders. Already drawn a couple walks today, gotten three hits as a club. The 0-1 delivery. A pop fly left side of the infield. Playable for DiZenzo. He backs up and Kessinger takes over. The shortstop is able to glove it in shallow left center field, and Trevor Hover is retired. That brings up Kellen Strom, the center fielder today, with one out, nobody on, and a 2-0 lead. Well, happy birthday to Evan Carter. Finally celebrating his 21st birthday. We say finally because it just seemed like so long where he was playing as a 20-year-old, where you keep thinking, this guy's got to be 24, right? And no, he was 20 all year long. His first pitch to Strom, and a foul ball back to the netting. Evan Carter, who spent this entire year at the double-A level until just being called up at the end of this last week and now making his first foray into triple-A baseball. So fun to watch Evan Carter, number one Rangers prospect, and we wish him well. As he goes forward. Here's the 0-1 to Strom. It's inside and hit on the handle of the batter. Did it hit his guard? It looked like it is a hit by pitch. Got him up near the elbow guard, and on the guard, in fact. Kellen Strom wincing. And it's a hit by pitch for the center fielder, taking over for Evan Carter. And he's both grimacing and smiling a bit at the same time. More of the former than the latter, but a bit of both.
I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah. Hit him on the elbow. Strom's has a big role, not that he hasn't been playing in the outfield basically all year long, and a fair amount of center field, but Evan Carter has been in that position a lot. Liam Hicks takes a first pitch strike. Runner on first for the Rough Riders, leading 2-0. Bottom half of the third inning with one out.
You know, it's funny, Josh, you mentioned Evan Carter turning 21 today. Well, when you look at his time here last year and then this year.
0-1 pitch, check swing, it was outside, 1-1.
He never played a day at the AA level anything but 20 years old,
yeah.
Which is crazy. He came up here right after his 20th birthday, and then he leaves AA right before his 21st birthday. It's a pretty darn good career.
Crazy. The 1-1 delivery to Liam Hicks. A fly ball over the left side, a foul ball, hitting it the same way he had his two-run double in the first inning, the only two runs of today's game.
And like you said, we could gush about Evan Carter for the entire broadcast. I mean,
let's do it. What's stopping us?
He is a phenomenally impressive human being on top of being a very impressive baseball player.
A 1-2 offering to Hicks. Ground ball, hard hit, foul at the right side. It'll be sad to see him go. He was leading the team multiple categories, 74 walks on the year. He had 12 home runs to lead the active roster. He stole 22 bases. At a .284 average. He was the best hitter last week. I mean, led the team with 9 hits last series when the Rough Riders were in Midland. So, start to finish, Carter had a great year. Not done yet, just done in Frisco. 1-2 pitch is inside, and that hit Hicks. Back-to-back hit batters. After Strom was hit on the elbow, and that ball came in near the hands of Liam Hicks. And now it's first and second for the Rough Riders.
And that's when it can get a little scary, is when you get hit on the hand. So many small bones in that hand. You think of the handmade bone immediately. But, yeah, ooh, getting hit on the top of the hand, not fun.
Yeah, right on the wrist, it looked like. Back of the hand, wrist area. As he was clutching the bat. Seems to be okay. He's at first. Strom at second. Aaron Zavala, the hitter, with one out. First pitch. It's high and away with Zavala considering a bunt. 2-0 Frisco in the bottom of the third. So it's going to be up to the rest of the players in this Rough Riders lineup to fill in for guys like Evan Carter with his absence. 1-0 pitch bunted in the air over the left side. It's now 1-1. And there's attrition for every AA or minor league club, but Carter's 862 OPS this year was tops on the team other than Thomas Ajayi was the only one ahead of him, and Dio Arias, who just played the first couple weeks of this season. But for the full season guys, for the most part, it was Ajayi and Carter, the two roommates, who are both out of Frisco now. The 1-1 pitch to Aaron Zavala with two runners on. Now McQuarrie steps off. And so now a new hole, a new opportunity for the guys filling in for Evan Carter and the other guys who have moved on. 1-1 to Zavala. McQuarrie stretches. And it's over the middle. A fastball for strike two.
And with all the counting stats that you're mentioning on top of that, remember he missed about a month with an injury. So he's already top five in franchise history in walks in a single season, and he's going to end up playing about two-thirds of the season.
There's McQuarrie looking back at second, and now the right-hander deals. It's low, 2-2 to Zavala. We will be sad to see Evan go, and his wife Kaylin, a common presence around the ballpark, their dog JP. And
JP, my guy.
We'll miss that trio for sure. 2-2, it's down, ball three to Zavala, 3-2. Zavala's one of the guys who would love to step up. He's already done that in terms of walks. He drew one earlier today. It was actually the 600th by the team. The Rough Riders, first one in the Texas League to reach that mark. Here's the payoff. A foul ball over the left side, and Zavala still has a chance to draw walk number 601 on the season for the Rough Riders. It's the first time Frisco has ever reached 600 walks in a single season in franchise history. This being the 20th year of Frisco baseball. Payoff pitch. It's outside. How about 601? Aaron Zavala has walked twice today, and that loads the bases. Only one out in the inning, and three straight free passes for the Rough Riders. As Angel McQuarrie hit back-to-back hitters, and now walks Zavala. And Franier Chavez has an RBI opportunity after he collected five of those in Sunday's ballgame. A mound visit as C.J. Stubbs walks out to McQuarrie, gives him a pat of the behind. A little bit of activity for the hooks in the bullpen, but nobody throwing off the mound yet. So Chavez, with the bases juiced, has a home run in back-to-back games for the Rough Riders. Cesar Gomez, the one loosening in the pen, but not throwing it. First pitch to Chavez with the bases juiced. Pop up behind home. It'll get out of play. Strike one on Chavez. Played a couple games, three games against the Rockhounds. Went 4-for-8, a couple dingers. 8 RBIs to lead the team. Franier Chavez had a good series against the Rockhounds. And a big opportunity here at the Rough Riders, already up by 2. One out, bases juice. The 0-1. A foul ball back to the netting, and he's in a hole. No balls and two strikes. Back-to-back games with a homer for Chavez, who started out this season. Bit of a rough note for the Rough Riders. Only joined about 3 weeks ago. He's played 15 games. He was hitting 157 or 154 at the close of the Corpus Christi series middle of this month. Did not have any multiple hit game until the last two games, and got back-to-back multi-hit games. The 0-2 delivery to Chavez. It's up near his chin, ball one. Getting 255 now on the season. A fairly small sample size, but still building that. And a chance to really add on to his 12 RBIs here. One out, and the 1-2 delivery. A ground ball right side fielded by Aviles. He goes home for the force out. The throw back to first is in time, and the inning is over. A 3-2-4 double play with Aviles coming home to Stubbs. He throws back to Will Wagner, and the second baseman had to reach out to snare it, avoid it going into right field. He did that, got the out, and it's a double play to get out of the inning. Three free passes, two left on, no runs, no hits. And the Rough Riders are up 2-0 as we head to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders hold a lead in this ballgame through 3 innings of play from Frisco, Texas. The visiting Corpus Christi Hooks with no runs on 2 hits and no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. Middle of the order for the Hooks, right-hand hitting Zach DiZenzo, the 3-hole hitter, will face Noah Bremer to begin the fourth inning. And DiZenzo, who actually ended last inning at the plate, a runner throw out on the base paths and will restart his plate appearance with a fresh count against Noah Bremer. First pitch of the inning. It drops to the knees, strike one on Zach DiZenzo. Last year was playing at the Big Ten level for Ohio State. Here's the 0-1 delivery. It's high and outside, 1-1. He hit .319 with the Buckeyes at 19 homers. Now, early on in his professional baseball career, has 11 homers this year with the Hooks and 11 doubles. 1-1 to the infielder. A check swing. It was low. Did he go around? And, yes, he did. Strike two on Zach DiZenzo. Zach Daniels will follow in the order for the Hooks. Jacob Melton as well will get an at-bat. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on by Capers. Strike three. Noah Bremer gets a fastball for his third K of the evening. Nice work by Noah Bremer. Elevate and celebrate. And he gets Zach DiZenzo to punch out. That brings up Zach Daniels, the team-leading batting average this year for the Hooks of .291. Added on 3 points to that today. Takes a pitch outside. A single up the middle back in the first inning for the former Tennessee Volunteer. That's a 1-0 count from Noah Bremer. He steps in, and a foul off of Capers. It's now 1-1. So the Rough Riders getting 2 runs on the board in the first inning today. Nobody has scored otherwise. 2-0 Rough Riders. In this third series between these two clubs, first and only time that the Rough Riders host the Hooks this year. Divisional rivals, but don't play each other a lot at this venue. A 1-1. It's just above the strike zone. 2 balls and a strike. The Rough Riders have already had 2 trips down to Corpus Christi. Early June split a series with the Hooks. Here's the 2-1 delivery. A check swing roller that goes foul by a few feet up the first baseline. It's now 2-2 with Bremer retrieving the foul ball himself off the mound and pushes it aside towards the dugout. He'll get a new ball. So after splitting the first series, the Rough Riders returned in August to Whataburger Field and went 4-2 against the Hooks. So the Rough Riders 7-5 against Corpus this season. Bremer has his sights on the 2-2 pitch. A chopper over Bremer behind second base. Biggers gloves and throws to first in time. Almost landed on the bag on the second bounce. And Biggers playing behind second base was in there in time and throws out Zach Daniels. Two outs, nobody on the base paths for Jacob Melton. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Rough Riders. In a Pac-12 matchup, Bremer out of the University of Washington. And Melton, the former Beaver, out of Oregon State. First pitch to Melton. A pop fly foul behind home plate. It's 0-1. Melton had 83 RBIs in his final season in Corvallis, Oregon. Tied the school record that year, 2022. 0-1 is on the inside corner for a strike. Pac-12 player of the year in 2022, the guy who won it the year before him, is the right fielder right now. That's Aaron Zavala at Oregon. Zavala bookended by a pair of Beavers and went Adley Rutschman, Aaron Zavala, and then Jacob Melton, the Pac-12 player of the year, 19, 21, and 22. The 0-2 pitch. It's up high, 1-2 to Jacob Melton. Just made it up to the double-A level, and he flew out in his first at-bat today. So it's 0-1 with the hooks. 0-1, I should say. The 1-2. A chopper up the left side rolling behind home, and he stays alive. Just 22 years old for the former second-round pick, second year in minor league baseball, and he's 22 years old. 1-2 to Melton. Bremer kicks. And Melton fights it off down the left field line. It lands in the stands up the left field portion of Riders Field in the first row. Only wide of the chalk by about 10 feet. And almost had himself a base hit, if not extra bases. Here's the pitch. Melton grounds it on the right side. Biggers works over. Backhands, throws to first and puts him away. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Noah Bremer. A pair of ground outs to Jax Biggers and a strikeout as well. And Bremer is not yet allowed a run through four innings. Bottom half of the fourth coming up. Rough Riders ahead 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
It's Chris Cease, Scott Capers, Jax Biggers to the plate for the Frisco Rough Riders in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 2-0 Frisco is the score over the Corpus Christi Hooks in this first game of a six-game series between two Texas League Southern Division rivals down the home stretch of 2023. Chris Cease ready to step in against Angel McQuarrie, who allowed two runs in the first inning and has been pretty solid ever since. No runs after that. The right-hander ready to go. And his first pitch into Chris Cease. A fly ball right side and foul behind home and a strike one. McQuarrie almost had to get away from him last inning. He hit two batters in a row, walked another guy, and had loaded the bases with three consecutive free passes, but a double play ball ended the inning. The 0-1 pitch. Cease fouls it back over the screen, just getting over the netting, and it's strike two. Cease had a single to start out this week in good fashion. He only had one hit last week in Midland. Played four games, went 1-for-8. He did walk five times. So he was getting on base, but not a lot of hits. He's already got one hit today in his one at-bat. He's behind 0-2. Here's the delivery. He checked his swing, or did he, on appeal. He did hold back. It's now 1-2 to the right-hand hitting designated hitter. 2-0 Rough Riders in the bottom half of the fourth. McQuarre looking into Stubbs. He's got his sign, and he winds for the 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Pops out of the mid of Stubbs. It's 2-2. Well, the Rough Riders were in Corpus Christi earlier this month. The two clubs have had two series in between their matchups against each other. McQuarre readies for the 2-2 pitch. He winds and works in. Up and in to Cease. It's now 3-2. In the two series since for Corpus, they lost a series to Northwest Arkansas and as well to Springfield, winning two games out of six in both occasions. The payoff pitch to Cease. A fly ball foul over the right side behind home once again. And we'll do the payoff pitch another time for the leadoff man, Cease. Wiggles the tan bat around, has it over his right shoulder. McQuarre a long wait, and now here is his 3-2 delivery. It is above the zone. Ball four. Chris Cease draws a walk to lead off the fourth inning. He's reached both times today. And Scott Capers follows him in the lineup with a runner on and nobody out. 2-0 Frisco in the home half of the fourth inning. So the Corpus Christi Hooks looking to start out this series well with losing back-to-back series plus that loss to the Rough Riders three series ago. They've lost three straight and split the one before that. First pitch to Scott Capers. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. So they have not yet won a series in the month of August. McQuarre has an 0-1 count to Capers. Another right-hand hitter with Cease taking a modest lead at first. McQuarre's pitch. Breaking ball in the inner half. And now an 0-2 count once again. Scott Capers behind. Chris Cease had an 0-2 count. Took three straight pitches outside the zone. Fouled one off. Took another ball and ended up walking. Scott Capers has an 0-2 count. McQuarre will try to put him away for the first out of the inning. Here's the pitch. A high fly ball to left field. Daniels going back. He has room. Stops in front of the track. Works back in and makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. Cease bluffing from first base. Tagging, but had no chance to advance. And it's a fly out for Scott Capers. One out, top of the order now for the Rough Riders. And a 2-0 game. Frisco leading. Jax Biggers to the dish. He's 0-2, a pair of flyouts. Well, in that series with the Rough Riders and the Hooks 3 weeks ago, Jax Biggers had a good week. He's at the plate now. First pitch in from Angel McQuarre. A fly ball again for Biggers. Stays in the infield in front of home plate. Stubbs looking at it. Aviles comes in. The first baseman catches it. Stubbs had no idea where it was. And the catcher gives way to Aviles, who makes the catch just a couple feet away from home plate. In foul ground, and Aviles running in from first base. He makes the catch. And it's a foul out to the first baseman for Jax Biggers. So two down, runner at first for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. 2-0 Frisco. Gabriel Rodriguez climbs in from the right side. Infield playing him to pull. Outfield the opposite direction. Shifted towards the right. First pitch to Rodriguez. On the outside corner for a strike. Biggers, who did not play against Corpus Christi that week. He was up in AAA for one series. Came back down and facing Corpus this series at home. Rodriguez was in Corpus with the Rough Riders. The 0-1, a fly ball over the right side, tailing foul towards the Corpus bullpen. And it is caught, I believe, by Cesar Gomez out there in the pen. It's 0-2. Rodriguez had a good series in Corpus. Had a home run, six hits in six games, couple doubles. And he stole four bases on four attempts. He was just starting out his time with the Rough Riders pretty recently when the Rough Riders were in Corpus Christi towards the beginning of this month. He's at the plate with two outs and an 0-2 count. McQuarre deals. Rodriguez pokes at it into shallow left center. Daniels a long run in, but he's able to get there in time and makes a catch on the jog. And the inning comes to a close. A leadoff walk, but nothing else for the Riders. And no score in the inning. Rough Riders still lead the ball game 2-0. And we head on to the fifth inning. You'll hear Zach Bigley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the fifth inning, it's 2-0. Frisco out in front. A Liam Hicks two-run double in the first inning is our only scoring so far in the game. Kennedy Corona begins the top of the fifth, and the first pitch from Bremer, it flutters across the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Corona stubs Aviles. It's 6-7-8 in the order. The pitch. Fastball simmers across the outside edge over the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-2. Corona grounded out to short back in the second. The pitch is low, and it's 1-2. What a job so far by Noah Bremer, equaling his 4 shutout innings he threw last time against Corpus Christi. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Low and outside, a check swing. He was able to hold 2-2. Joey Loperfido was promoted by Corpus Christi up to AAA Sugarland a couple weeks ago. Right after the Rough Riders found themselves in Corpus. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Chavez has it at third, straightens, fires, and gets it. One away. Rough Riders lead 2-0. 7-0 hitting C.J. Stubbs to the plate. Stubbs a strikeout in the second. Well, Loperfido wasn't very good against the Rough Riders. He had just 158, but he was a big part of this offense this season, and the offense has really struggled since that promotion. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1. They're just 6-12 in their last 18 games, and Corpus trying to find their identity here late in the second half. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated heater, and it's 0-2. Maybe that's Jacob Melton, the number one prospect who's now with them. But who knows? Noah Bremer is certainly carving them up right now. He has his sign. Yeah, the right-hander ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Low off the outside corner. It misses with a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Rough Riders infield plays back and very slightly to pull for the right-handed batter. There's the right-hander's 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, chopped foul down the third baseline, and it's 1-2 still on Stubbs. 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders tonight. No runs on 2 hits and no errors for Corpus Christi on the other side. Bremer has allowed only 1 hit since the first inning when he allowed 2 to get aboard against him. 1-2 pitch. Just high. Didn't miss by much. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and so far so good working with Scott Capers for the first time.
Rough Riders catcher. He takes a deep breath and he brings in the 2-2 pitch to Drew Stubbs. It's high and outside, I should say, to CJ Stubbs, and it's 3-2 now. Rough Riders outfield plays slightly the opposite way. Stubbs, high black socks, slightly open stance right side, rests a caramel colored bat on his shoulder. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball, center cut. Stubbs cut through it, and it's the fourth strikeout for Noah Bremer. Two outs, and here's Luis Aviles Jr. Aviles, a strikeout victim back in the second. Full side shift again for the right-handed batter. The pitch. Fastball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Aviles had a monster series against the Rough Riders the first time Frisco made the trip down to Corpus. The 0-1. Low of the zone, and it's 1-1. He ripped through Frisco in the back half of that series, hitting 5 homers in the last 3 games. Bremer winds in the 1-1. Low of the zone, and it's 2-1. In the last game of that series, he hit both a game-tying home run in the 9th and a walk-off homer in the 11th. Time called, and Scott Capers heads out to the mound. Bremer actually motioned for him to come talk, and so he jogs out there and chats with the 6'5" right-hander. Aviles was not nearly as good as he was against the Rough Riders when they saw him the first time down in San Antonio. He began the season as part of the San Antonio Missions and was there last year as well. A long-time minor leaguer. Aviles has had plenty of minor league games under his belt in multiple different organizations, coming up initially through the Milwaukee Brewers organization as he was a 30th-round pick back in 2013 of the Brewers. And tonight he's playing his 893rd game. The 2-1. He swings, chops it off the plate, up over the hill. Biggers charges, picks it second. Quick transfer and a throw onto first. Is in time to get Aviles and retire the side in the 5th. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Noah Bremer, his 3rd of that fair tonight. We go to the home half of the 5th next. It's the Rough Riders 2, the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and 2 blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Cesar Gomez takes over on the mound for Corpus Christi as we go to the home half of the 5th inning. It's Trevor Hauber, Kellen Strom, and Liam Hicks. The 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. It's 3-4-5 in the order. Angel Macquarie is done in his start in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses down low and inside to Hauber, and it's 1-0. Final line for Macquarie tonight in his start. And the 1-0 pitch flutters inside. It's 2-0. He went 4 innings, allowing 2 runs. They were both earned on 3 hits. He didn't strike out a single batter and walked 4. The pitch. Upper edge outside corner for strike one at 94 miles an hour out of the right hand of Gomez, and it's now 2-1. Here's the wind back in the 2-1 offering. It's down low and inside, 3-1. Now on the Rough Riders, 3-hole hitter who's acting as the leadoff hitter in this fifth inning, and the Rough Riders looking to score for the first time since the first. The 3-1. Down low and inside, and mostly inside for 4. And Trevor Hover works his way aboard with a walk. There's Kellen Strom. Strom a walk and a hit by pitch so far today. And scored a run back in the first inning. First pitch. Takes the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Liam Hicks with a two-run double in the first. That's the only scoring tonight. The 0-1. Check swing, strike two. Bottom of the zone again, it's 0-2. Cesar Gomez making his first appearance. Obviously, he's the first man out of the bullpen in this series. 6'3", 195-pounder, 25 years old. We've seen plenty of Gomez recently. Stretching the offering in. Outside, it's 1-2 on Strom. Gomez making his fourth appearance against the Rough Riders this season, and he's allowed 5 runs over his 3 innings head-to-head against Frisco, including 2 homers. He delivers. Check swing roller, foul right side. It's 1-2. Overall on the season with Corpus Christi, 30 appearances, a 1-4 record, a 9 ERA. 21 walks in 30 innings, a big reason for that. Throw goes over to first base, and it's in time. He picks off Trevor Hover. Oh, Hover picked off at first base for the first out here in this fifth inning. The Rough Riders go from a leadoff runner aboard to 1 out and nobody on. 2-0, they lead it here in the fifth. 1-2 pitch. Ball off the outside corner. 2-2. Frisco does have action in their bullpen as well. It's Aiden Anderson who's throwing. And he'll most likely take over for Noah Bremer in the sixth. The 1-2. Hard ground ball that's through the right side, a base hit. Melton gets to it quickly in center field, and he holds Strom to a single with 1 out in the fifth inning. So now that pickoff comes back to bite even more, as the Rough Riders would have had runners at first and second at the very least. Here's Liam Hicks. Strom has reached all 3 times tonight. Hicks has reached twice tonight. 2-run double, the only scoring today in the first inning, and then he was hit by a pitch in the third. And the Rough Riders only having 4 hits. They've had plenty of base runners. The pitch. Swinging a soft roller out to second base. Wagner charges. No play onto second. He just fires onto first and gets him there. Strom down to second base. There are 2 outs in the inning. Hit far too softly off the end of the bat from Hicks to try and turn the double play, and that brings Aaron Zavala up to the plate with a runner in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. Frisco had the bases loaded with 1 out in the third before Franer Chavez bounced into the 3-2-4 double play. But since then, this is their first at-bat with a runner in scoring position, the pitch. It's low of the zone, and it's 1-0. The Rough Riders tonight, with runners in scoring position, are 1-for-3, with that one hit being the Hicks double. Gomez looks in. He's got his sign. And the 1-0 pitch home. Breaking ball for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-1 on Zavala, who has walked twice in today's game. The pitch bounces away in the dirt. Skips to the right side from Stubbs, and that allows Strom to move up to third base. With 2-1 now on Zavala. Mentioned Cesar Gomez has given up 2 home runs to the Rough Riders. One of them was to Kellen Strom back on August 9th. The other to K-Bear Rodriguez. We gave up the single to Kellen Strom in the inning. Aaron Zavala looking for his first home run since August 6th here at home. He has 5 on the season. The pitch.
He swings, cracks it right back up the middle off of Kessinger's glove at shortstop and into center field. Strom comes in to score, and it's 3-0 Rough Riders. A hard shot at 102 miles an hour off the bat, knuckling towards Kessinger, who had it right in front of him behind the second base bag, reached down to his left in the last second, and he could not grab it. Now here's Franer Chavez. We'll see how that one is scored, but it was hit 102 miles an hour off the bat, and they do give an RBI single. So RBI base hit, and here's Franer Chavez, and the first pitch is down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Now Aaron Zavala has reached all three times tonight. Rough Riders now lead 3-0. The pitch in. Chavez watches a breaking ball. Spear at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2 on the Rough Riders' third baseman, who's 0-2. Chavez had a couple of home runs in the last 2 days on Saturday and Sunday. Starting to turn things around a little bit. From the ninth spot, he reached three times and drove in five. And the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, and it ends the inning. But the Rough Riders get a run on two hits, no errors, and they strand a runner here in the fifth. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 3, and the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
And at the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders lead it 3-0 now, adding a run in the bottom of the fifth. J.C. Correa leads it off against Aiden Anderson, the new Rough Riders pitcher. Noah Bremer done after his five frames. And the first pitch offering to Correa is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. J.C. Correa, the younger brother of Carlos Correa, the Minnesota Twins. DH is 0-for-1 today with a ground out to second. And the 0-1 offering. High and inside, it hit him. It looked like on the left forearm. Ooh, man, that's got to hurt. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, either on the wrist or the forearm. And he takes his base. So Anderson hits Correa, and Will Wagner at the top of the order stands in. And Takayuki Ando heads out, and he's going to go talk to him. The trainer, oh, yeah, looking at the replay, it hit him right on that left forearm. Yeah, that could not have felt good. So he's at first base to start this sixth inning. The Rough Riders leading 3-0. Will Wagner singled in the third. He's 1-for-2. What a start by Noah Bremer tonight. He goes five shutout innings in his start, lying just two hits. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Four strikeouts to one walk. Bremer needed a really strong start, and he poured it in, tying his season high with five innings.
the 1-0. On the inside edge for a strike. 1-1. Bremer today, 78 pitches, 49 for strikes. Anderson, the 1-1. Fastball for a strike in the outside corner. Upper edge, and it's 1-2 on Wagner, who has been very good against the Rough Riders, including today. He's 9-for-22 head-to-head against Frisco on the pitch. Down low and inside, skips away from Capers all the way back to the backstop, and that allows Correa to move up to second base. So a wild pitch. Two balls and two strikes now on Wagner, and a runner in scoring position here in the sixth inning for Corpus Christi. If you're not so good at mental math like me, that's a 409 batting average against the Rough Riders this season in six games. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch on the way from Aiden Anderson. Check swing, roller foul. The facing of the Rough Riders dugout left side. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Greg Kessinger on deck. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Anderson, the 2-2. High and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Well, if you've been a Rough Riders follower for a while, you know Cole Reagans was here in 2021 and 2022. And you also know that we love talking about Cole Reagans. Here's the stretch and the 3-2 pitch on the way to Wagner. Low off the outside corner, ball four. Runners at first and second to lead things off in the sixth inning, and here's Greg Kessinger, the big league rehabber. Well, Reagans was phenomenal with the Rough Riders, and he was traded earlier this year in the Aroldis Chapman deal over to the Kansas City Royals, and he has flourished in a Royals uniform, and he's doing it again tonight in Kansas City. Royals taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates at home. They lead 1-0 in the sixth inning. Cole Reagans, as time is called in a mound visit for catcher Capers in the entire infield. Reagans has gone six shutout innings tonight, striking out eight and walking one while only allowing two hits. And with the eight strikeouts, he becomes just the second player in Kansas City Royals franchise history to strike out 50 in a single calendar month. First time since 1977 that a Kansas City Royals pitcher has done that. And he has done it in 25 fewer innings. Remarkable stuff for Cole Reagans. First pitch to Greg Kessinger now. There's a fly ball down the right field line with eyes for the seats, and it's a foul ball. 0-1. So how about Cole Reagans? Six more shutout innings tonight. That'll lower his ERA as a Royal below 2. He has just been remarkable this year in a Royals uniform. We wish him the best. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. And while we're talking about the major leagues, how about the Texas Rangers having beaten the New York Mets tonight by a final score of 2-1? Got a little bit hairy in the bottom of the ninth inning with Mark Vientos homering the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's now one ball and two strikes off Aroldis Chapman. But an Ezekiel Duran RBI single in the top of the ninth inning helped to make sure that the Rangers had enough cushion, and they won it 2-1 over the Mets. And that's a big-time win for the Rangers. Anderson steps off. That's after the Rangers came from behind to win it 4-3 yesterday. One ball and two strikes on Kessinger. Anderson kicks and fires. Low off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. Kessinger walked in the first and popped out to second base in the third. All kinds of good news going on in the major leagues, except for some not so good news. The Astros are winning. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Kessinger drills into left center field. Strom on a dead sprint out into the alley. Reaches out, and it's off the tip of his glove down at the warning track. Correa up to third. He gets the windmill home. The throw is offline, and he comes in to score. It's a long RBI single for Gray Kessinger into left center field. And just like that, Corpus Christi is on the board with nobody out here in the sixth inning. It's 3-1 Rough Riders. Just off the edge of Kellenstrom's glove in left center field on a dead run. And Kessinger with the longest single you'll ever see, 352 feet into the alley. And he knocks in a run. Wagner moving up to second base. Here's DeZenzo in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. DeZenzo 0-2 today, bouncing into a fielder's choice. Or I should say flying into a fielder's choice. It was a pop-up in his center field that ended up being a fielder's choice 4-6, and then a strikeout. The pitch is way outside of the backstop. It deadens back there almost onto the warning track, and that allows both runners to move up on the wild pitch. So second wild pitch of the inning for Aiden Anderson. Runners at second and third, nobody out here in the sixth inning, and a base hit could tie the game with the Rough Riders leading 3-1. Anderson looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander, the 0-1, or the 1-1, I should say, is fouled back, and it's now one ball and two strikes on DeZenzo. So the Astros leading 6-2 over the Red Sox, and the Mariners and Athletics just starting in Seattle right now. Those are the three games that concern the AL West race. Rangers, as of right now, a half game back of the Mariners. The 1-2. Misses just high, and it's two balls and two strikes. 3-1 Rough Riders here in Frisco, top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders played a pull for DeZenzo, the right-handed batter. Anderson issues home. A line drive in his center field in for a base hit. Wagner scores. Kessinger around third. Strom's throw to the plate. It's in time! One hop, perfect strike. Right to Scott Capers, who laid down the tag on Kessinger. And the big league rehabber is thrown out at home. And the Rough Riders still have the lead. Well, there's the first out of the inning. Frisco maintains their advantage. It's now 3-2 Frisco. An RBI single for DeZenzo. He's at first base. One out in the inning on Gray Kessinger being put out 8-2. And here's John Goble coming out of the Rough Riders dugout. The pitching coach will go chat.
Well, the impressive part, Strom got a runner who had broken really well off his second base. Both base runners did the right thing. The guy at third, Wagner, held closer to third because once that ball gets through, he doesn't need a good jump. Kessinger broke on contact just about and had a great jump and still wasn't enough. Kellen Strom guns him down at home.
Strom has a great throwing arm, as he just showed off. And he was able to get him. So that's a big out. It's still 3-2, and Goble has set his piece to Aiden Anderson. And Daniels is up at the plate, who singled to center field back in the first. Daniels, a dangerous customer at the plate. He's having a wonderful season. 873 OPX. 12 home runs. Right-handed batter. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Breaking ball outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Daniels against the Rough Riders, hitting 242 on the season with a 702 OPS, just slightly below average. The 1-0. Breaking ball. This one settles to the outside corner. Belt high, a strike. And it's one ball and one strike now on Zach Daniels. 3-2. Rough Riders lead it. Top of the sixth inning. First two runs of the game coming across for Corpus Christi in this top of the sixth. 1-1 pick. He swings, chops it. Left side to the shortstop, Rodriguez, who tries to field and transfer quickly, and it's out of his glove. An error on Rodriguez. So what he was trying to make a double play ball, he transferred, or fielded, I should say, chest high, and then brought the glove off to his right side, trying to cock it ready for the throw. And it went out of his glove, and what could have been a double play ball is an error on the shortstop to put runners at first and second.
And that brings Carlos Cardozo, the Rough Riders manager, out of the dugout, and he'll go take the ball from Aiden Anderson after recording just one out in this sixth inning. So the Rough Riders dip into the bullpen, and we'll step aside for a break. It's 3-2 Rough Riders. We'll introduce you to the new arm coming out of the Frisco bullpen when we come back. It's Grant Wolfram on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Grant Wolfram takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. The left-hander will face the lefty, Jacob Melton, in the sixth inning. Two runs are in for the Corpus Christi Hoofs. It's 3-2 Frisco. Runners at first and second base, and just one out in the inning. Grant Wolfram has been one of the best relievers in the entire Texas League this year. He has 10 wins out of the bullpen, and he's ready from the stretch and the first pitch. It's high, and capers quickly up, thinking about a back pick, and it's one ball and no strikes. 10-0 on the season. Not that pitching wins really mean anything, but that really pops out of the screen immediately. He's ready from the stretch once again, and the 1-0 pitch on the way to Melton. Swinging a foul back and out of play. And in the top of the net and caroming back down behind home. It's one ball and one strike. Melton, a fly out and a ground out in his first two trips at the AA level. On the season, Wolfram, 27 appearances in AA, a 2.18 ERA. The 1-1 on the way to Melton. Before that, a look back towards second base. No throw. Wolfie, 57 strikeouts in 45 and a third innings, holding opponents to a 1.72 batting average. 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. A late swing by Melton. Behind on a slider on the inner edge, and it's 1-2. Melton has very quick hands, and usually appears that he's behind on a lot of pitches, but he really waits back on it. Flicks those hands through the zone. Wolfram, the 1-2 pitch to the left-handed batter. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball right by him. Two away. Big strikeout for Grant Wolfram. His first strikeout, and Kennedy Corona stands in. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. This has been Grant Wolfram's specialty. He's inherited 21 runners this year. 7 have come in to score. And he has 2 runners aboard behind him, inheriting them with 1 out. There are now 2 outs in the sixth inning for Kennedy Corona. And the initial toss. Swing and a miss, and a high outside fastball. And it's 0-1. Wolfram making his 28th appearance here at the AA level. He has his sign. Tan glove comes to a set just offset of the chest. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball burned it by him, and it's 0-2. Wolfram making his third appearance against Corpus Christi. They've both been scoreless previously. Two and two-thirds innings, five strikeouts. He now has three with six strikeouts. 0-2, Corona calls time. He stands back in, slightly closed up stance. A home run hitter. He has 20 this year. And the 0-2, fouled straight back. It's still 0-2. Trying a third straight heater. It was on the outer edge, and he fouled it straight back. Corona has grounded out twice tonight, once to shortstop, once to third base. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning, two outs. Here's the stretch once again, and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Corona. High and outside, ball one. It's one ball and two strikes. DiZenzo has good speed at second base, same with Daniels at first base. They've combined for a whopping 32 steals. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball center cut. He whips Corona and strikes out the two he sees in the sixth inning to strand a pair. Two runs are in, though, on three hits, an error, and two left on. We're into the home half of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders still cling to their lead. It's 3-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning. Chris Cease to lead it off for the Rough Riders. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rough Riders a 3-2 advantage over Corpus Christi. Cesar Gomez back out for his second inning of work, and he delivers home. It's over for a strike, and it's 0-2. Gomez allowed a run and an RBI single by Aaron Zavala in the fifth. Well, Josh, we have an Evan Carter update for you.
I love a good Evan Carter update.
Feels kind of weird saying that because he's usually on the team.
I've never really had an Evan Carter update. He's always been here.
The 0-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle to his left. Kessinger's got it. He flicks sidearm onto first base in time for the first down of the sixth inning, and there's one out. Scott Capers makes his way in. 3-2, Rough Riders out in front. Evan Carter in his first ever AAA plate appearance. Infield single to shortstop.
So appropriate.
Shows off that good speed. You knew he was going to do something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of on brand. First pitch to Capers. He sprays it foul right side. It's 0-1. Rough Riders, three runs on five hits and one error defensively. Corpus, two runs on four hits and no errors in this series opener between the Astros affiliate and the Rangers affiliate of the AA level. Gomez, the 0-1. Check swing, ground ball foul back behind home, 0-2.
Remember what Evan Carter did his first game this year, opening day.
Well, I remember what he did his first career double-A game.
Oh, what did he do then?
Oh, I remember what he did opening day.
Yeah,
he had that, what we thought was a triple. It was a, what, two-run triple?
Two-run triple on appeal. He missed second. My gripe, I hold that he touched second base.
I think he did, too.
From 300 feet away.
The 0-2. He's swinging a ground ball. Left side, diving to Zenzo. The third baseman's got it. Gets up, fires, and it's in time to get Capers. Great play by Zach DiZenzo, falling to his left, smothering the baseball. He got up, knew he had time with Capers running, and he threw him out. And a strong play by DiZenzo, and there are two outs in the sixth inning for Jax Biggers.
Carter had three RBIs opening day, two hits, that almost triple.
Pitch in. In the air, down the left field line, and foul, and it's 0-1. Trevor Hover had a grand slam that game as well. Do you remember the final score?
9-3.
Remember who it was against?
It was against the Amarillo Sod Boodles.
Okay, that's good. The pitch is in the air. Down the left field line, Daniels has got it measured in left field. And he's there to make the catch. And it retires the side in the sixth inning. 12-4 was the final score on opening day this year. We played it in 2 hours, 28 minutes. That's not too bad. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. Josh will be on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 3-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram struck out a pair last inning to strand a pair, and the left-hand reliever back out there for the Rough Riders to start a clean inning. It's the seventh now for the Rough Riders with a slim lead over the Corpus Christi Hooks. 3-2 is the margin. Seventh inning. C.J. Stubbs to lead off against Wolfram to open up the seventh inning of this series opener here in Frisco. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Also got some trivia this inning. Yes, woo-hoo. Time for trivia in the top of the seventh. Wolfram comes set for his first pitch. Right-hand hitter Stubbs at the plate. Here's the deal. He takes it down the middle for strike one. Now, you may say, trivia, wait a minute, that's where Josh squirms and misses multiple questions and has no idea what he's talking about. Yes, that's normally what we do for trivia. The 0-1 delivery is up just a bit high, 1-1. We're going to switch it up. Zach is much better at trivia, might as well put our good minds to use.
You can't intro me in and then I'm going to miss every single question. You can't do that.
Well, I just did. Wolfram's 1-1 pitch. Is high and outside, 2-1. You're better than me. You can agree on that.
I'm not going to agree or disagree.
Okay, well, that is true. I will say, I think my trivia is a little harder than the ones you give me, which should make me feel worse because I'm missing not all that hard. 2-1 pitch. It settles inside, breaking ball. Wolfram's behind 3-1 to the leadoff man. CJ Stubbs ahead. Always tied into on this date in baseball history, so tell you the backstory. Three balls and a strike. Wolfram sets and delivers. Swing and a miss on off speed. It's 3-2. It was on this date Darren Erstad got to his 200th hit of the season. Erstad was the fastest to do so in 65 years. He did that in the year 2000. Here's the payoff pitch from Grant Wolfram. A swing and a miss. Comes back from a 3-1 count. He strikes out Stubbs, and he's punched out all three batters he has faced. Grant Wolfram, three Ks in a row to close last inning and now start out this one in the same way he finished last inning. Luis Aviles Jr., the batter. 3-2 Frisco in the seventh. So Darren Erstad got to 200 hits, something that has happened slightly less and less over the years. It's not been done since 2019. First pitch to Aviles is outside and high, ball one. But it has been done six times in the past 6 years. So there's six times it happened in that little pocket, 2017 to 19. So that's the question. Who are, how many of those six guys can you name? 2-0 to Aviles, grounded off his own body, and a foul ball, 2-1. Guys who reached 200 hits at the major league level between 2017 and 2019, the most recent guys to do it overall in the major leagues. Who do you think?
Okay, so I'm going to go out kind of on a limb on my first few guesses here, and then I'll try and guess the more obvious ones.
Okay.
So Whit Merrifield.
That is correct.
Okay. Bo Bichette?
No.
Okay.
It's gotten close recently. 1-1 from Wolfram. The base is empty and one out. He deals in. A ground ball foul up the left side, just barely foul, fielded by Chavez in foul territory behind the bag, but it was to the left of third base. 1-2 the count.
Mookie Betts?
Betts did not get 200 hits. Yeah.
Okay. D. Gordon?
Yes. Yep. 2017, that's right. Got two of the six so far, guys who have reached 200 hits. Vile steps back in. Wolfram looking down at his tan glove as he's set. Raises the white cleat. It's up and in. Two balls, two strikes.
Oh, man. Starting to draw a blank here a little bit.
And some hints?
Not yet.
Okay. Wolfram deals in the 2-2. Breaking ball popped up on the right side. It gets into the seats. Still two balls and two strikes.
Trey Turner.
No.
Oh. Okay. Let's start to get some hits here.
Okay. One of them, we're playing Rough Riders and Hooks, Astros affiliate. One
oh,
of them.
Bregman?
Not Bregman.
Oh.
It's an Astro, 2017. 2-2 pitch. Is down and in. Full count now to Luis Aviles.
Michael Brantley?
No.
Jose Altuve.
Yes.
I thought I said Altuve.
Did you say Altuve?
I was thinking it. If I didn't say it.
I should have counted your subconscious thought as a guess. Altuve. 3 out of 6.
Okay.
Guys who have reached 200 hits. The most recent guys. 2017 and onward. 3 balls, 2 strikes from Wolfram. Here's his payoff pitch. A ground ball off the body of Aviles and foul. He's hit two foul balls off his own leg. He's okay. Not any other guesses? There's
DJ LeMahieu?
No. There's one other in 2019 AL East player. He's spent his whole career with this team, still active infielder.
Rafael Devers?
Yes.
Okay.
Way to go. 4 out of 6. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Wolfram trying to put away Aviles. Here's the pitch. A chopper left side. Chavez runs in. He lets it go foul up the third base side past him. And another foul ball from Luis Aviles. We'll see at least 9 pitches in this plate appearance.
Did Yelich do it?
No.
Okay. I feel like there's somebody who's really obscure in this list.
Yeah, fairly. Say so. 3 balls, 2 strikes, Aviles. Swings and misses. Wolfram sets down another one. 4 strikeouts of the 4 batters he's faced. That one was the toughest one to get. Took him 9 pitches to get there, but he got the job done. Slider on the outside half, and Aviles swung through it. And now Wolfram struck out 2. Last inning, his only 2 batters faced, and he has done the same thing this inning. 2 guys set down. Now he'll try to strike out the side in order. J.C. Correa, the batter. Base is empty. 3-2 Frisco. First pitch. Right over the outside, he's one step closer to another strikeout.
You know what I also just realized is we're doing this during Grant Wolfram's inning again. I feel like this always happens. And he's going to go back and watch his inning again, and he's going to chastise me for missing all these.
The 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. Wolfram gets it by him on a high fastball. It's 0-2. Wolfram does listen back to all the innings. So, Grant, when you're listening to this later, good job. Good job so far. You know what's going to happen next. 0-2 the count, two down. Infield playing straight up. Outfield just a bit pushed over to the right side to the right-hand hitting Correa. Wolfram set and is 0-2. Up high, ball one.
Is there Brave on this list?
Yes. A guy who...
Center fielder, outfielder?
Yes. Yep. Played for the Braves this season, that season in 2017 when he did it.
Ender Inciarte?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. A foul ball over the right side. Keeps the count at 1-2.
So I'm missing one.
Just one guy. 5 out of 6. Can you do it before Grant Wolfram strikes out the next game?
Can you give me a really vague hint?
NL player.
Oh, yeah, that's too vague.
NL West. 2017 Colorado Rockies.
Nolan?
No. Here's the 1-2. It is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Raimel Tapia?
No.
Charlie Blackman.
Yes. Oh, you got all six.
Okay.
Six guys reached 200 hits. The 2-2 pitch. Just off the outside. Would have been perfect timing.
I can't believe I guessed Raimel Tapia before
that
I guessed
is,
Charlie
That
Blackman.
Is a pretty – that sounds like something I would guess. I would love to throw out a Raimel Tapia. He doesn't get mentioned enough. He does, actually. All right, here's the 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. A foul right back to the netting. It's still 3-2. All right, well done. Six guys reached 200 hits. So you got the trivia down within the inning. That's a success.
All right. I got a lot of hints, though.
Sure.
So.
But no more than I've got. Grant would be proud.
I hope so.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The bases are empty. The left-hander set and deals. It is high, ball four, and he will not strike out 5 in a row, but still hitless baseball, a 2-out walk for J.C. Correa. He turns the lineup over. And now it's a left-hand hitter, Will Wagner, to the plate. Nobody throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen yet, but some movement. Guys walking around. And Danny Duffy is starting to throw a weighted ball against the side of the bullpen. But nobody throwing off the hill yet. Wolfram will receive a visit from John Goble. With 2 outs, a 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders in the top half of the 7th inning. 200 hits. That's quite a remarkable feat to get to that level. I mean, 162 games. Nobody's really playing 162 these days. It's a 200. It's pretty crazy.
Do you know the all-time record for most hits in a season?
The number or the player?
Both.
Let's see here. I don't know the number. Ichiro had some high ones. I don't think he had – did he have the most ever? I don't think he had number one. He was up there, though.
Is it Ichiro?
It was Ichiro.
2004.
Why do I always say, it's not this guy, yeah. And then it's that guy?
You try to talk yourself down.
Yeah. 2004, you said?
Yeah.
With, let me guess, 234 hits. No, probably even more than that. 251.
Yes, that's closer. It was 262 hits. He broke George Sisler's record of 257.
Sheesh. First pitch to Will Wagner. Breaking ball outside corner for strike one.
And George Sisler did it back in the 1900s, like way, way back. That's how good Ichiro was that year.
0-1 from Wolfram. The 6-4 southpaw deals in. Check swing. It was in the zone. Wagner had held back. Not that it really matters. It's now 0-2.
You mentioned Darren Erstad. He had had a phenomenal year the year before, and he didn't even come close.
Yeah. 6'8", Wolfram, I should say. I don't know why I said 6'4". He's got more height than that. The 0-2 from the left-hander. A swing and a miss. Struck them all out. Grant Wolfram strikes out 5 in his appearance. All 5 outs that he records are all by the strikeout fashion. He did not allow a ball to be put in fair territory. And we're done with the 7th inning. Bottom half of the frame coming up. The Rough Riders ahead 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A close ball game in this series opener between the visiting Corpus Christi Hooks and the Frisco Rough Riders, who hold a 3-2 advantage over their Southern Division rival here in a Texas League matchup. Caber Rodriguez to lead off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the seventh inning. New pitcher into the ballgame, Cole McDonald, comes set. The right-hander pitches in to begin the bottom of the seventh. And a fastball top part of the zone, and strike one from the product of the University of Iowa. Born in Northampton, Iowa, and the 26-year-old comes out of the Hooks bullpen. His 0-1 delivery. A ground ball toward short, broke a bat. Kessinger fields the shortstop, throws sidearm to first, and puts away Rodriguez. And there's one away in the seventh. And a good start for Cole McDonald here out of the Hooks bullpen. Just making his 31st appearance now of the season, 41 innings and 57 strikeouts, a 4.61 ERA. McDonald now to face Trevor Hover with one out. And the base is inactive for the Rough Riders. Outfield pushed over to the left side. First pitch is off the outside corner, ball one. Hover doubled towards the left center alley for his one hit today. And the outfielders trying to crowd that position. Daniels and Melton, the left fielder and center fielder respectively, squeezed that way just a bit. A 1-0 toss. Hover takes at the bottom of the zone. It's now 1-1. The Rough Riders scored two runs in the first inning. Haven't done a ton since, but they did get an insurance run in the fifth inning that has proved fruitful. In fact, that's the difference now. 1-1. Hover chops it foul on the right side. It's 1-2. Corpus Christi scored two runs the very next half inning after the Rough Riders put up one more, so a 3-0 lead turned into a 3-2 margin. Rough Riders still in front, but by just a touch. Hover at the plate, followed by Kellen Strom, who's on deck. 1-2 from McDonald. He sets and delivers. Breaking ball that cuts underneath the zone is now 2-2. The Rough Riders trying to win the series opener. They have struggled to start out the last couple of weeks. They've began 0-2 the last two series in a row. Two balls, two strikes to Hover. Swings through the pitch, breaking ball for strike three, and Cole McDonald gets a strikeout. It's just the second strikeout of the day for the Rough Riders hitters. And it's out number two in this inning. Seventh inning continues with right-hand hitter Kellen Strom into the batter's box. A couple free passes and a single today. He's reached all three times. 3-2, Frisco is in front. McDonald sets from the first base side of the slab. His initial toss this at-bat is low and outside. Kicks up some chalk in the opposite batter's box, and it's ball one. It's a good start to the series for Strom, who had a really good game against Corpus, their other series, the most recent series against the hooks, had a 4 RBI, 4 hit game at Whataburger Field. 1-0 pitch. A high fly to right field. It pushes Corona back. He has enough room and stops, does a little buddy hop as he's making the catch, working back in towards home plate. And that's the inning. Cole McDonald spins a 1-2-3 frame, and the Rough Riders are unable to add on to the 3-2 lead in the seventh inning. Now the eighth inning awaits us on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders tasked with holding on to a close lead. 3-2 is the advantage. And into the eighth inning, Antoine Kelly walks out of the Frisco Rough Riders bullpen carrying his 2-1-2 ERA. And the Southpaw will try to hold off the Corpus Christi Hooks batters here in the eighth. Series opener in Frisco. And the stopper slash closer, Antoine Kelly, out of the pen. Facing top half of the order, Gray Kessinger, the Major League rehabber, leads off the inning. Has a walk and a single today. First pitch of the eighth inning. A swing and a miss. Kelly blows 96 miles an hour past Kessinger swinging. And it's 0-1 from Antoine Kelly. This is his 42nd appearance of the year for the Rough Riders. His 0-1 toss. That one breaks in for strike two. Curls the slider in and has an 0-2 count on Kessinger. Lefty-righty matchup. Kelly does not have any lefty-lefties of the first three guys he'll face this inning. The 0-1 delivery. A foul tip back to the netting. And it's 0-2 on Kessinger. If any batters reach base, Jacob Melton, the left-hand hitter, would come up. But it's three righties to start out this inning against Antoine Kelly. He has an 0-2 count on Kessinger. Antoine sets, kicks. Breaking ball tipped, and Capers holds on, strike three. Antoine Kelly gets another strikeout. That's his 61st of the season. He's now reached 47 innings on the year. And he strikes out Kessinger to begin the eighth on an 0-2 pitch. Now it's Zach DiZenzo with the bases empty and one down. 3-2, Frisco in front. Trying to stay in front over the hooks. Kelly's first toss to DiZenzo. Swing and a foul back to the netting. He was underneath the fastball riding high. Up in the zone, and a strike one. Now Kelly facing three straight right-handed batters, but he's been effective against both handed hitters. In fact, better against righties. 189 the batting average against right-hand hitters this year, and 209 against lefties. So reverse splits, but either way, he's been very effective. As a one-strike pitch coming into DiZenzo. Checked his swing. It was in the zone. Breaking ball right over the middle of the plate, lower part of the zone. It's 0-2. Yet to throw a ball this inning. Struck out Kessinger. And now DiZenzo at the plate with one out, and the base is empty. The wind is still, and Kelly now comes in. Foul ball over the right side towards the Hooks bullpen. It's still 0-2 from Antoine Kelly. Had a good stretch of late. Kelly, who's allowed his first earned run on Thursday over the previous 21 innings and has not allowed an earned run since then, three appearances. His 0-2, it's off the outside corner, ball one. He kind of jumps around a little bit, wanting to fit that one over the high outside corner. Just missed his spot. He had a save in three straight appearances from the end of the Corpus Christi series into the Tulsa week, and then two appearances in Midland this past week. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Foul ball left side, way out in front of the slider. DeZenzo fouls it away. It's still 1-2. Kelly only allowed one hit last week over his two innings and did not allow a run. A July reliever of the month in the Rangers organization, and now a good August as well. A 1-2 delivery. It's outside, two balls and two strikes. He has a chance to repeat as reliever of the month. Again, only one earned run in this month. Over 16 appearances. Two balls, two strikes. Kelly deals. A ground ball towards the right side. Biggers runs over. Fields in the forehand and throws accurately for the out. Two down for Antoine Kelly, and nobody on the bases with a one-run lead. Zach Daniels now strides to the plate. A 3-2 margin, the Rough Riders in front. Trying to win another series against Corpus Christi out of taking 4 out of 6 against the Hooks. The last series between these two clubs earlier this month. The Rough Riders similarly started out that series really well. Won the first 4 games of that week, but then lost the last 2. Here's the first toss to Zach Daniels. Thought about swinging, it was on the inside corner, a slider for strike one. Kelly has a fastball slider changeup. Hasn't thrown the change yet today, which is not all that abnormal. He'll go almost exclusively heater and slider. A one-strike pitch. Swing and a foul tip on the fastball. It's strike two. He's gotten ahead 0-2 on each hitter he has faced this inning. A strikeout, a ground out. And now he's got 2 strikes on Zach Daniels. With 2 outs, Kelly comes set from the third base side of the rubber. And his pitch. It's on the inside corner. Fastball dotted it up. Strike 3. Antoine Kelly goes 3 up, 3 down with a pair of strikeouts. And that lead is intact. It's the Rough Riders 3 and the Hooks 2. Bottom half of the 8th inning is on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the 8th inning in Frisco, Texas. It's the Rough Riders 3 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 2 with Liam Hicks to lead off for the Rough Riders. The guy who had the go-ahead RBI, Hicks to the plate, facing a new pitcher, Logan Van Way, has entered for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Right-hand pitcher deals in. And first pitch strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Hicks had 2 outs in the first inning and lined a ball up the left field line for 2 RBIs. The 0-1. It's outside. Count evens. That put the Rough Riders ahead, and they have not let that lead go the rest of the game. They hope this is their last trip to the plate here tonight. The 1-1. is outside, 2-1. Bottom of the eighth inning, the score is now 3-2. Antoine Kelly going 3 up, 3 down last inning. 2-1 pitch is down and in. It's now 3-2. Good job by the bullpen today. Grant Wolfram struck out 5 of the 5 outs that he got. Antoine Kelly got 2 strikeouts of the 3 outs he got. Neither of those pitchers allowing a hit. 3-2 to Liam Hicks. Here's the pitch. A high pop fly in a shallow center field. Playable for Kessinger, the shortstop backpedaling. And he makes the catch about 25 feet beyond the infield dirt. And Liam Hicks is put away. It's a good start for Logan Van Way, the right-hander out of Joplin, Missouri. And a product of Missouri Southern State University in his hometown. He's appearing in his 16th game of the season for Corpus Christi. The 3.18 ERA. His first pitch to Zavala. Change up outside corner. Gets the strike call. It's 0-1. Good start to the series. Zavala with 2 walks and a single today. An RBI. The 0-1 pitch. Slider that misses the back door. It's 1-1. RBI single. Rocketed off the bat at 102 miles an hour. Got an insurance run. A 1-1. A foul back off the catcher Stubbs. It's 1-2. Zavala made the lead 3-0 when he got that RBI. The lead is now 3-2, so that was a big RBI for Aaron. And he's reached base all 3 times today in the series opener to begin a week after last week in Midland where he went just 1-for-18. But he's already got 1 hit today. He's 1-for-1. 1-2 from Van Way. It's outside. Another changeup is now 2-2. Franier Chavez will get an at-bat this inning. 1 out, nobody on. He's on deck. 2-2. Zavala watches it low the zone. It's 3-2. Chavez 0-for-3 today, but coming off back-to-back home run games. 3-2 to Zavala, the pitch. Grounder foul up the right side and keeps the count full. The Amarillo Sod Poodles victorious today. They've beaten Midland 7-6. So the Rough Riders trying to stay within 3 games of Amarillo, who the Sod Poodles stay in first place. 3 games back, Rough Riders behind Amarillo for first place. The payoff pitch is just a bit high. Ball 4, and Zavala draws a walk. A 1-out variety. And Aaron Zavala is now responsible for 3 walks today. It's the 6th time that he has done that. Just in the just this season, 14th game with multiple walks. On a 3-2 pitch, and he's aboard with 1 out. Franier Chavez, the batter. 3-2 Frisco. First toss is near the shoelaces of Chavez, and ball 1. Although Chavez is 0-for-3 today, really been on a hot streak. He's actually made his OPS, on-base plus slugging, highest on the active roster now coming into tonight. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball foul up the right side. It's 1-1. Granted, he's only played in 15 games, but had 8 RBIs in Midland and 4 hits and an 857 OPS so far this year. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Man at first for the Rough Riders with 1 out. The 1-1 pitch. A late swing from Chavez and a fastball for strike 2. Chris Cease is on deck. And he's trying to add on to a pretty good day for him as well. So the bottom of the order has been pretty productive. Aaron Zavala with 3 walks and a single. Chris Cease batting 8th as a single and a walk. And they're bookending Franier Chavez, who's trying to get on board for the first time today. With 1 out, here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays above the zone. And now it's 2-2. It's a big spot for the bullpen for the Hooks. They gave up 14 runs, the relievers did, their last game on Sunday. The 2-2 pitch. It's inside near the belt of Chavez, 3-2. And that wild 15-14 loss in the series finale for the Hooks over the final 5 innings that game. The relievers allow that whopping 14 runs and a walk-off loss. The bullpen today has been better for the Hooks. Here's the pitch. Way outside. The slider gets away to the backstop and moves Zavala up to second, where he would get anyways. It's a walk. And back-to-back payoff pitches for walks. Zavala drew a 3-2 ball, and so did Chavez. Back-to-back free passes. And now Chris Cease, the batter.
Sorry, Josh. A run here would be huge. What difference between a one-run lead and a two-run lead going into the ninth inning would be really, really important.
Chris Cease trying to provide that. First pitch is outside and low. They had one insurance run earlier. They've used that insurance, trying to add on a little more after Zavala had the RBI single to extend the lead in the fifth inning. Now a mound visit as Stubbs jogs out to chat with his pitcher, the catcher next to him. The Rough Riders gave up the two runs to make the lead down to just one run. And would like to add on to it here. One out in the eighth inning and a 3-2 advantage.
Especially because Kennedy Corona is due up second in the top of the ninth inning, and he's killed the Rough Riders. He has four home runs head-to-head against Frisco this season.
Cease awaiting the 1-0 delivery. Van Way works in. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate at strike one. Today, the Hooks bullpen allowing just one earned run. They've been active ever since the fifth inning. Angel Maquare is the pitcher of record for Corpus, four innings in a start. The 1-1. C swings through it. A slider towards the outside half. It's now 1-2. C singled on the second pitch he saw this series. That was leading off the second inning. A base hit through the left side. He then got behind 0-2. His next plate appearance worked out a walk and then a ground out. Infield shifted over to the left side. Here's the 1-2. Outside, good take from Cease. Wasn't outside by much, but didn't look close as Van Way missed his spot and Stubbs had to reach over to snare it, but it was actually fairly close to the zone. Two balls, two strikes with one out. Here's the pitch. Cease pops it up over the right side. Playable for Corona. Worked in. Now backpedals. Makes the catch. Zavala's tagging. The throw in from right field is cut off. The throw to second. And that play is not in time. Chavez dives underneath. And everybody's safe. Everybody except Cease, that is. But the two runners are safe. Advancing on the fly ball that wasn't all that deep. And with the cutoff and throw back to second, Chavez had to dive in closely. It wasn't a perfect throw from the shortstop Kessinger. Not a good one, but he didn't get enough muscle on it as he had to jump up for it. And the tag from Wagner not in time. Second and third now for the Rough Riders. Capers at the plate. Scott is 0-3 today. First pitch to Capers. Low and outside, ball one. Scott has been robbed earlier today. Two flyouts and then a diving play on a ground ball to Zach DiZenzo at the hot corner. One ball, no strikes to the catcher. Here's the pitch. Over the middle of the plate, slider, and it's now 1-1. Right-hand hitter. Scott Capers with two runners in scoring position, trying to look for his 41st RBI. Maybe 42. A 1-1 delivery. Inside corner on another breaking ball. It's 1-2. Time is called by Scott Capers, who steps out. The top of the order awaits, but there's two outs of the inning and two strikes as well. Chavez a healthy lead at second base. Aaron Zavala at third. Bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Capers reaches out. Ground ball left side. Fielded by DiZenzo. Throws to first and gets there in time. And the inning comes to a close. Two left in scoring position for the Rough Riders. Two walks, but no runs. And the Rough Riders will have to work out a one-run win here heading to the ninth inning, leading 3-2 over the Hooks. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play in the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders lead 3-2 over the Corpus Christi Hooks. Jacob Melton to start it off, Kennedy Corona, and then C.J. Stubbs. Antoine Kelly out for the six-out save. Jacob Melton making his Double-A debut. The number one prospect in the Astros organization is 0-3 tonight. Left-hander against left-hander. Kelly worked a 1-2-3 eighth with a couple strikeouts. And the stretch and the offering in from Kelly. High and outside, 1-0. The Rough Riders looking to win their fourth consecutive game. And get this, Frisco has yet to trail in their last 37 innings in a row. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss and a high fastball coming in at 95, and it's one ball and one strike. The last time that Frisco trailed was in the first game of this winning streak on Friday. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1 pitch on the way from Kelly. A swing and a miss, another late hack by Melton. He's been behind everything tonight. It's 1-2. That's when Frisco tied the game back in the fourth inning of Friday's game at 6-6. They then went on to take the lead two innings later and never looked back over the last four games. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. It's high and inside. It's 2-2, and it really helps that the Rough Riders have scored in the first inning in each of those four games. Now Frisco has gotten out to early leads. 2-2. Kelly whips it home. Foul back. Still two balls and two strikes. The Hooks and Rough Riders will play game two of this series tomorrow at 7:05. Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Here's the start, or the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider. Antoine Kelly with the strikeout, his third. One out in the ninth inning. Kennedy Corona the batter now. A 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. And Kelly looking for his 11th save of the season. He's 10-for-10 in saves on the year. Here's the first pitch to Corona. Fastball just high, one ball, no strikes. Well, in terms of the playoff picture, Amarillo beating Midland earlier today. So if the Rough Riders win and hold on to this lead, here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch to Corona. It takes it down low and inside. It's 2-0. Then the Rough Riders will remain three games back of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, but they are now tied, if they win tonight, with Midland. 2-0 to Corona. There's a pop-up, shallow right field, Zavala coming in towards the line. He settles under it, makes the catch, two outs. Riders one out away from an opening victory in this series. C.J. Stubbs, who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts tonight, but has 12 homers, a lot of home run power. Kelly ready from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated heater in 98, and it's 0-1. Base is clear. Two outs, 3-2 Rough Riders. They've led since the very first inning. Kelly has his sign. He stretches, and the 0-1 pitch on the way to Stubbs. Just down low and inside at 97. And it's one ball and one strike. Three runs, five hits for the Rough Riders. Two runs, four hits for Corpus. The 1-1 pitch to Stubbs. Just low off Capers' glove. Two balls and one strike. Pull side shift for the right-handed batter Stubbs with Freiner Chavez guarding the line down the left side. Trevor Hover playing deep and left. Kelly brings in the 2-1. Popped up right side at foul out of play, and it's two balls and two strikes on C.J. Stubbs. Rough Riders one strike away. Here's the stretch from Kelly. The 2-2. Just inside. Could have been. 97 on the gun and just off the inner edge. Three balls and two strikes. Kelly about to throw his 29th pitch here in relief, spanning over two innings. He readies, and the 3-2 pitch. Down low and inside for ball four. He walks Stubbs, and the tying run is aboard. So a walk to Stubbs, and Luis Aviles Jr. stands in for the right side. Aviles, right-handed batter. Stubbs takes his lead from first in the first toss to Aviles. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Aviles is a guy you really have to be careful with. He has 14 homers on the season. Six have come against Frisco head-to-head. Kelly brings in the 0-1. Fouled away right side, and it's 0-2. A one strike away again. Straight away defensively in the outfield and deep. No doubles defense. They don't want a ball to get past them and allow Stubbs to come in to score from first. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Aviles. Fly ball foul right side again, and it's still 0-2. 96-mile-an-hour heater just above the zone. Surprisingly, C.J. Stubbs is not being pinch run for. Garrett Wolforth is on the bench as a catcher, and they also have C.J. Correa who can catch. He's currently on deck. And they're not electing to go with more speed at first base. He takes his lead. 0-2 here on Aviles. Kelly. He delivers. Swinging a grounder foul left side off the facing of the Riders dugout. And it's still 0-2. Kelly being tested here. That was a good slider. Just in off the plate. This next pitch will be his 34th, and nobody is throwing for the Rough Riders in the bullpen. But some milling around out there. Here's the 0-2. Fouled away right side again, and it's still 0-2. Four straight foul balls by Aviles. Stands back in from the right side. Owner of almost 900 minor league games. The 0-2 pitch again on the way from Kelly. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He wins the battle and wins the game. Frisco victorious tonight, 3-2. Riders win a brilliant game. 3-2 the final on this Tuesday night, and they're winning their fourth in a row. Antoine Kelly with his 11th save of the season. A gutsy one at that. Frisco with a great victory. 3-2 over the Hooks. Josh Warden has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Good way to start the series. Final score here in Frisco, the Rough Riders 3 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 2. And a close game saved by Antoine Kelly, a two-inning save. And how about the win for Noah Bremer? Five innings of shutout baseball for the right-hander, a guy worked back from Tommy John surgery, comes back to the AA level and gets his first win with the Rough Riders since 2021. September 9th of 21 was the last time Bremer earned a win, didn't pitch in 2022, and came back partway through this season and gets the win today as he ties his season high with five innings and five of his best innings of the year. No runs, he struck out four, only allowed two hits, and Noah Bremer gets a well-earned win today over the Hooks. Kellen Strom, arguably, though, was the MVP. He and Bremer and Kelly and, gosh, Grant Wolfram pitched really well out of the bullpen. But Strom reached base three times, and he helped preserve the lead. The Hooks had scored two runs in the sixth inning. They were about to score a third. Strom with an outfield assist from center field on what would have been a two RBI base hit. He made it a one RBI base hit. Gunned down a runner at the plate. Gray Kessinger trying to score and was tagged out of the dish on an excellent throw by Strom. And that kept the score at 3-2, and that remained the score the rest of the ballgame. So, without that throw by Kellen Strom, this game would perhaps still be going, and who knows what would have happened in extra innings or what would have happened otherwise. But a big play, for sure, from Kellen Strom, who also scored twice in the ballgame, reached base three times, had a single, a hit batter, a walk, and had a big day-to-day for the Rough Riders. Fortunately and unfortunately, the Sod Poodles defeat Midland today. Amarillo victorious over the Rockhounds, which means that Frisco does not pick up a game over the first-place team, but they do pick up one game over the second-place team. Amarillo wins 7-6, and so Frisco three games back of first place, and now in the Texas League South Division. In the other scores, Tulsa loses to trailing Arkansas in the top of the 10th inning. Northwest Arkansas behind Springfield 5-1 in the 9th inning. In Springdale and Wichita, final score defeating San Antonio 5-2. Well, that's the scores around the Texas League. The Texas Rangers today victorious over the New York Mets 2-1, scoring an insurance run in the top of the ninth, allowing one in the bottom of the ninth, but end up pulling out the win over the Mets. Well, good news there. Around the Texas Rangers minor league system, the AAA level with a lot of former Rough Riders now, including Evan Carter, celebrating his 21st birthday today, makes it up to the AAA level, and in his first at-bat with the Round Rock Express, gets an infield single today. Evan Carter batting second, and what do you know, 4-for-5 today in a game that's still going on in the eighth inning against the Oklahoma City Dodgers. The Express lead 10-8, representing the Texas Rangers at the AAA level. Evan Carter 4-for-5, an RBI, a run, and four singles today for the former Rough Rider. We'll say that for the first time, as Evan Carter spent all season with the Rough Riders until now his first game today at the AAA level. So good job, Evan Carter, and he'll continue playing. Still two innings to go in that game, and we'll see what he does with the Express, the home stretch of this season. Well, we'll be back tomorrow when Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Valente Belozo for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Another 7:05 first pitch as the Rough Riders play game two of this series against Corpus. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow night. Go Rough Riders, everybody. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday evening. So long from Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!